Track 2.19.
Multilingual communities around the world. Many countries around the globe have populations who speak multiple languages. Many people can converse fluently in 4 or 5 languages, sometimes using multiple languages in the same conversation, or even in the same sentence. This linguistic mixture develops for various reasons. It can be caused by a complex colonial history, by strong regional loyalties, or by the unavoidable cultural influence of nearby superpowers. Here are a few of the most multilingual places on Earth. Aruba. Aruba sits in the far southern Caribbean Sea, near Venezuela. Because it is one of the constituent countries that make up the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Dutch is an official language and is taught in all schools. Both English and Spanish are also compulsory languages in Aruba's education system, and most students reach a reasonable level of fluency by the time they finish school. However, none of these languages is considered the native language of Aruba. On the street and at home, locals communicate with one another in Papiamento, a Creole language derived from a mix of Portuguese, Spanish, Dutch, and English. Papiamento is an official language alongside Dutch, and it is used regularly in the media and in government. East Timor, Timor-Leste. This tiny young nation sits in the far southeastern corner of the Indonesian archipelago. It officially gained independence from Indonesia a little more than a decade ago. Once a colony of Portugal, Timor decided to adopt Portuguese as an official language after independence. The local tongue, Tetum, which is heavily influenced by Portuguese, is the most widely spoken language on the street. In addition, English and Indonesian are used throughout the country, and both are officially recognised as working languages in the constitution. Today, an ever-increasing number of Timorese speak both Portuguese and English fluently, alongside Tetum. India. Hindi and English are the official national languages of India, and the majority of educated Indians and urban dwellers have a knowledge of both, though English is preferred over Hindi in southern India. Each state in India has its own official languages, most of which differ from Hindi. These languages are used in the local media and on the street. This means that a significant number of Indians are at least trilingual, and people who move between states may have a working knowledge of additional languages. So, although they might not be fluent in each one, many Indians are able to communicate in and understand 4 or more languages. The 11 languages of South Africa. South Africa has a whopping 11 official languages. In many urban areas, English is the lingua franca. It is also the main language of the government and media, even though less than 10% of South Africans speak it as a first language. Afrikaans, a Germanic language similar to Dutch, is spoken in the southern and western regions of the country. South Africa has 9 official Bantu languages, of which Zulu and Xhosa, the native language of Nelson Mandela, are the most ubiquitous. The most distinguishing trait of some of these languages is their clicking consonant sounds. Many South Africans have a good command of several of the country's languages.